Report: Bud Light's sales continue to collapse following Mulvaney partnership. By Nick Gilbertson on May 23, 2023. Bud Light's embrace of transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney has soured consumers' taste for many Anheuser-Busch brands, say business reports. On Monday, the New York Post reported the latest sales Nielsen IQ sales figures analyzed by Bump Williams Consulting, a Connecticut-based firm with expertise in the alcohol industry. For the week ending on May 13, Bud Light sales collapsed by 24.6% compared to the same period last year. This marks the sixth week in a row sales have worsened, per the Post. For the week of April 29 to May 6, sales dropped 23.6% after a 23.3% decline the week prior. Bud Light has lost $110 million in sales volume year-to-date compared to the same period last year, per the Post. What is more, case sales are down 28.4% for the week of May 7 to 13. In other words, the company sold less than 3 cases that week for every 4 it sold last year. The woes have poured into other brands owned by Anheuser-Busch, a subsidiary of InBev, according to Bump Williams. Williams told the outlet that Bud Light is sick and it's now infected other healthy brands with the InBev portfolio, and that's a bigger problem in my mind. Budweiser sales fell 9.7% for the week ending on May 13, and Busch Light sales slid 6.8%. Other Anheuser-Busch-owned beers like Michelob Ultra and Natural Light dipped 2.9% and 2.8%, respectively. Conversely, Coors Light, one of Bud Light's chief rivals, has enjoyed skyrocketing sales, with a 23.2% bump for the week of May 7 versus 2022. For the week ending on May 6, it climbed 22.2% compared to the same period last year. They're in trouble, video shows no one at Bud Light stand at Red Sox game. The boycott began in April after Mulvaney posted a video to social media on April 1 in which Mulvaney opened a can of the Bud Light beer before stating, "This month I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood." Mulvaney went on to show off a Bud Light can that bore his likeness in the post, accompanied by the caption hashtag Bud Light Partner. Following the backlash, Bud Light placed its then-director of marketing, Alyssa Heinerscheidt, and her boss, Daniel Blake, on leave, as the Wall Street Journal noted. Last month, the publication reported that Bud Light would provide a free case of beer for all employees of its wholesalers amid the boycott. Now, the company is reportedly planning to purchase expired cases of its beer back from wholesalers.